Well, welcome to Money Minute with Margarita. We are here today to learn about annuities and retirement planning. We have a very special guest, Jennifer Schell. Jennifer Schell is a certified annuity specialist and award-winning writer focused on demystifying annuities and other financial topics. Her expertise has been featured in prominent publications, including Yahoo News and CNET. And in 2023, her guide to financial literacy for first-generation Americans and immigrants was recognized with a Platinum Award from the .com Awards. Jennifer is proud to be a member of both the National Associations for Fixed Annuities and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. So welcome, Jennifer. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So annuities, I feel like we could have a weekly podcast just on the topic of annuities.
Yes.
But let's start with annuities and retirement planning. So what are the different types of annuities?
There's a lot of different ways that annuities can be categorized. One way you might sort of sort them is immediate or deferred annuities. So basically, are you setting up income for right now, or are you setting up income that's going to pay out later? And then if you want an immediate annuity, that's usually called a SPIA or a single premium immediate annuity. You pay a lump sum of money and then you get a stream of income payments regularly for a number of years, or even you could set it up to be for the rest of your life. And then among deferred annuities, there's a couple different variations of those. So the first one is fixed annuities, which are generally considered to be the safest type of annuities. They earn an interest rate that's guaranteed to be consistent either for 1 year or for a few years. And then you can renew that at the same rate or a new one. You can predict what kind of income you're going to be getting from a fixed annuity because the rate is constant. Another type is indexed annuities, also known as fixed indexed annuities. And they're called that because they earn interest in two ways. Usually there's a guaranteed minimum rate that's locked in, kind of like a fixed annuity. But then there's also a second rate, which is credited based on the performance of an index. So usually it's the S&P 500. A lot of providers will let you choose from three or four different indexes, but pretty much always the S&P 500 is an option. It's the most popular choice. And then there's also variable annuities, which are like the last type of deferred annuities. Those are actually considered securities because the premium dollars that you use to purchase a variable annuity are invested into subaccounts that are invested in stocks, bonds, other like security products. And so those tend to have a little bit more risk. Fixed and fixed index security or annuities. Fixed and fixed indexed annuities usually have some form of principal protection. There's a guarantee that you're going to at least get your money back, and then some usually. But variable annuities, not all of them have that principal protection guarantee.
That was super helpful. I love how you said, okay, we have immediate, so that means you're turning on income today. And then we have deferred, meaning you're going to be delaying when you're going to turn on income. And then within the different categories, different types of annuities, how might an annuity fit into an individual's retirement plan?
So usually annuities are a supplement to other sources of retirement income. Like for example, most people will take Social Security benefits. There's an analogy you might have heard from financial advisors and people in the industry about the three-legged stool of retirement planning, which basically there's like three sources of income traditionally that people rely on in retirement, which are Social Security, their personal savings, and then employer pension. And now in the 21st century, employer pensions are a lot harder to find, only about 20% of workers. And in the private sector, only about 11% of workers have pensions from their company. So for most of us who don't have access to an employee pension, an annuity could become that third leg that sort of supports the Social Security income and your personal savings that you might have in like an IRA or a 401k.
And this is a great transition. Why do you think annuities have become popular over the last several years?
Well, part of it is certainly, like I said, the reduction in employers providing pensions. The more people are looking for a guaranteed income payment that they can get that's supplementing Social Security. But besides that, in the last year, 2 years, really, we have seen a lot of interest rate hikes. And that has sort of made fixed annuities more attractive because you can get better rates, you can get more income. And the reason for those rate hikes in part is because of inflation and the cost of living increasing, which also contributes to the popularity of annuities because a lot of people are looking at how much the cost of living is going up and worrying about, you know, how their retirement savings are going to be affected as inflation continues to rise. And that inflation can really sort of eat away at the purchasing power of your retirement savings. So a lot of people are maybe looking for another source of income. And with annuities, a lot of times you can set it up with lifetime income. So that's a stream that you will never outlive, that people can really rely on, even if their costs go up. And then finally, just more people are reaching retirement age. You know, baby boomer generation is getting closer to retirement, or maybe are already in retirement, and they're looking for, you know, safe investment products that they can, you know, and put their retirement savings in that they know are going to grow a little bit, but probably not lose any money usually.
Super helpful. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart because my grandmother lived to be 94. And my parents are 14 years apart. When my dad passed away, my mom was 68. So I just told you her mommy lived to be 94. Wow, Why should women especially be aware of annuities and their benefits?
There's a few reasons. As you said, women do tend to live longer than men. And so they're more likely to benefit from like a lifetime income stream that an annuity provides. The longer you live, the more you can get out of that. So it's definitely something to consider. Women do often tend to be more risk averse when it comes to investing. So a safer product like an annuity, which has principal protection, might be very attractive to someone who doesn't want to put their savings at risk. And finally, women often lag behind our male counterparts in terms of how much we have saved for retirement. Just like, you know, there's a wage gap, there's also a retirement gap often with women not having as much saved as men that they are the same age as them. And so annuities can be a way to help close that gap, supplementing those retirement savings.
Absolutely. And then based on your research and experience, what should women know about annuities and long-term care insurance?
So those two things are very tied together because a lot of times with annuities, you can add a rider or an extra provision to the contract that provides benefits for long-term care. But even if you don't consider annuities as part of your retirement plan, I believe that women should especially consider long-term care insurance because like we said, women live longer, which means that they are more likely to need those long-term care services as we're living for longer and longer times. And a lot of women are also, you know, what you might call solo aging. So they're getting older and they maybe don't have a spouse or they don't have family living with them to care for them. So that's another reason why they might need those long-term care services like home health care aides or a nursing home facility, something like that. Assisted living, all that stuff falls under long-term care. And again, because of the retirement savings gap between men and women, women are not only more likely to need long-term care, but they're actually less likely to be able to afford those long-term care expenses when they're no longer working. So having long-term care insurance can be a way to bridge that gap and make sure that you have some savings or some benefits rather to cover the expenses of long-term care as you get older. And so I think it's really crucial if you're a woman who's thinking about and planning for retirement to also be thinking about and planning for, you know, how am I going to afford that long-term care if I do need it?
It's a lot to think about. Inflation, market volatility, long-term care. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. How can people learn more about the items you discussed and more about your work? Any websites and resources you'd like to share?
Yes. So I am a writer for annuity.org, which is a free online resource about annuities, long-term care. We also cover other safe investment vehicles like certificates of deposit. Basically, any information you'd want to know about how to save and plan for your financial future in retirement, you can find that at annuity.org.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.